Hello, I'm Grania Casey, and I work for St. Tola Organic Goat's Cheese in County Clare, and we are proud to be here at Bloom.
If cheese were a woman, I would marry a block of your produce. Do you know that?
That's very flattering.
You probably never heard a put like that before.
Well, it's first time for everything, I suppose.
True indeed. For those who don't know St. Tola, how good is it in the award-winning department?
How good is it? Well, officially at the moment, St. Tola is the best cheese in Ireland. We were delighted yesterday that we our St. Tola Ashlock, which we actually only started making last February, won Supreme Champion at the Irish Cheese Awards. First time it's been held in Bloom, so we were really delighted to have won it.
More than that, your cheese was the first cheese that I ever ate a whole block of on its own. Only dressed with some parsley and some chives in one sitting on my lonesome.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you have great dreams after that? I'm sure you did.
I felt very good at the time.
I'm sure you did. Better than any drugs, I think, cheese.
Yes. Well, it went down very well with a couple of pints of Guinness I had beforehand. How long has St. Tola been on the go?
St. Tola's actually been made in Aina, just south of the Borren, actually since the late 70s. It was originally made by a very nice, slightly eccentric couple called Meg and Derek Gordon. Actually, Derek's daughter was here earlier on. Current owner, Siobhan Ní Gharbhí, and the farm was near Siobhan's parents' land in Aina. The Gordons were looking to retire around about the late 90s, and Siobhan decided she wanted to do something with her parents' land, something sustainable to do with farming. So she learned cheese making, learned the craft there for a year, and took over the business, brought it up to organic standards, and she brought it from what was essentially a cottage industry supporting a semi-retired couple to what is now an international brand. We supply everywhere in Ireland, and we export to Britain, we export to France, Italy, Germany, and hopefully this year to America as well.
That's pretty damn impressive. And in the top of the pops department, you're pretty much Mark Bolan and T-Rex now.
It's all down to Siobhan's business acumen, actually.
In context, when you go home, do you have a favourite? Is there one that your neighbours would say, oh God, go on, no, you ask her, I asked her the last time, ask her, has she got some of that, tell her we need a bit for a sandwich. Is there one that you get bothered for a lot?
Well, currently at the moment, it's the Ashlock that we're getting bothered for because it's getting a lot of press. I mean, it's our new cheese. We only brought it out last February. And actually, even November time, it won Best Irish Cheese at the World Cheese Awards, which we were kind of floored at for the first time entering something like that. So at the moment, that's what we're getting bothered for. We're delighted to be bothered, by the way. You can bother us all you like.
So me eating that entire block of cheese on my own after a couple of pints probably wasn't the worst thing. Like, there's reasoning why
I... thing to do. No, I can think of a lot worse things to be doing with that cheese.
Yeah, me too. We won't go there. It's the wrong show for it. People want to find out more about St. Tola. You have a fantabulous website, I'm sure. Are you on the Twitter thingy as well?
We are on everything at the moment. We're on the website, www.st-tola.ie. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook or on stand number 17 here in Bloom in the Artisan Food Tent.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
You too. Great stuff. Thanks a million.
Brilliant.